I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, the network that started it all. Sliced bread, high button boots, the Model T, the internet with Al Gore. And we also started this show nationally syndicated 1 hour per week, just 1 hour per week, to talk about video games, not just sports video games, all video games. And Patrick Morrow started this show a long time ago. I've been doing it about 15 years. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands, as the sun never sets upon the American Forces Radio Network, of which we are a proud part of. It's 500 outlets, 177 countries. And big shout out to our troops keeping us and our allies safe. You stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. And all of you listening on AFN stateside as well, we're FANs of the people at home. Because when the loved one goes overseas, who takes the kids to soccer practice and ballet, folds the clothes, pays the bills? It takes the whole family. We appreciate it. We acknowledge it. Also, we are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can check us out that way. On Sirius Satellite Radio, glad to be on the Dan Patrick channel. That's 211 in progress. Also, streaming through sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use the email address to win the video game, which I'll give away at 40 after, as I always do, just about a half hour. And also to request cheat codes for older games. That's how we close out the show. As well, once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also online at sbnationlive.com. Great to be on the SB Nation Radio Network. So we'll call up and we'll talk about this golden age of video games that we are in right now. It doesn't mean everything's great, but we will sift through it together. The number to call, don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to tweet at me, it is @RickTittle. As I enunciate my T's, but call me up, let's talk some video games, the whole gamut. I'm a gamer like you. 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back with VGR, y'all.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle with you all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get on in and get heard. This is what we're all here for. As I mentioned, giving away a brand new game at 40 after the hour. I'll let you know what's new coming out this week as well. And the cheat code, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. Lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. And I just want to talk about Battlefield 2042 for a sec. I haven't talked about it yet, and it's a disappointment, to say the least. This is my favorite game franchise of all time, starting off with Battlefield 1943. That's what really started getting me playing online multiplayer, and then on the PS3. And then, of course, loved Battlefield 4, loved Battlefield 1. Not a huge fan of Battlefield 3, but 4 and 1 were absolutely amazing. I have so much respect for DICE, or Digital Illusions Creative Entertainment, in Stockholm. And them crazy Swedes under the Activision umbrella were making some seriously awesome games. And I just really was hoping that, and like the Portal section of the game is cool, but they released a really buggy game. Now, I know when people were playing the beta, they couldn't believe the bugs, and so they fixed a lot of them. But this game obviously is not finished, which means that it was rushed, completely rushed. And it's baffling, excuse me, how they can fix it without a complete overhaul at this point. And it's just the bar is so high, which they made themselves. And it's just so many great layers and gameplay to this, and, you know, inventing the Frostbite engine and then different iterations as they kept going up and up and up. And for me, it was always, you know, because I like COD, but with Call of Duty, it's very arcadey. Spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill six guys in a row, spawn, die. You know, it's like a knife fight in a phone booth. But Battlefield had so much more nuances. The vehicular combat that you would have with not just through the air and in the water, on land. Call of Duty could never match that. Didn't really try to. You know, if you see a tank in a Call of Duty game, it's a prop. It's furniture. But it's a different feel, obviously. And gave away Vanguard a couple weeks ago. The winner in Neepawa, Manitoba, by the way. His name's Darren. Congratulations, Darren, for winning the game. And I'm having fun with it. Yeah, I just checked the stat. I played about 8 hours of it so far. 590 hours, though, on Modern Warfare. How about that? It's all my little app keeps track of everything. But, you know, taking place in the near future, Battlefield 2042 was going to have a somewhat familiar feeling with, you know, Apache helicopters and the type of conventional arms that we're sort of used to right now. But it's just filled with so many bugs, it's ridiculous. And it's just plagued with issues like the inability to spawn without restarting the entire game, being able to revive, be revived, things like that. I mean, the list of bugs is so long, and you can see why it was delayed an extra month, but it was still rushed. And this game should have been pushed back to sometime next year. And like, there are even new features that feel like bugs, like the weapon bloom. And that's a feature that's been implemented in a lot of shooters over the last few years, much to the dismay of a lot of fans. But the idea of bloom is that the game randomly dictates when bullets will or won't hit a target, even if a player is firing directly at someone, seemingly to present some form of realism. Since, you know, in real life, no one has 100% accuracy. But weapon bloom is one of the core reasons of why this game feels so terrible. Especially with the assault rifles. Bullets, a lot of times, don't hit their target unless you press the gun up to the other guy's body. You know? And players in the in-game chat immediately started saying, look, use submachine guns or light machine guns. The assault rifles, in theory, would have much better range than submachine guns, but they're just shooting Nerf darts. Dice suggested it would remedy it. Look, every time you turn on Call of Duty, what does it have? And I don't care what game it is. What does it have? It's got an update. And what have they changed? Just a typical thing. I remember the 12-gauge shotgun was killing people from across the map. You know, that's not realistic. So they nerfed it a little bit. And then this pistol was a piece of trash, and so they gave it a little more power. They're constantly tweaking with it, trying to keep that balance there. And with all the variables, you can see why they do that. But, I mean, Battlefield's always got great graphics, great maps. But some people think that because the maps are so huge, then there's no flow to it. And I'm okay with that. But in previous games, there would be kind of a central point of conflict. And so you kind of guides players in a feng shui type of way to the chaos. Like if you think about Battlefield 4, the Siege of Shanghai, there was body of water and a skyscraper, but there was an objective on top of it. There were two objectives on the other sides of the map. So you constantly had to cross the center to ensure victory, right? And unless you're using a helicopter or a jet ski, you're going to have to go through that building. And that building was always under threat to collapse. There was always danger. And it was just really cool. And the maps in Battlefield 2042 don't have a lot of that, at least from what I've seen. And when you think about big frozen tundras or just deserts, that's cool for sandbox play, which is what we want. But maybe it's too big. And as a result, a lot of players have spent time just jogging around some of the the dead space. But I think the numbers are pretty alarming when I saw on Screen Rant this week that the numbers of 2042 players playing online has dropped by a staggering 70% since it hit shelves. This is based on Steam numbers. So, of course, that's PC. But still, it's a pretty good representation. And it's a dramatic drop-off. And so, you know, it's so funny. I'm such a fan, and I'm so loyal to this game. Everyone said, oh, it's buggy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm buying it anyway. And it's like, no, it's not fun. I'm like, yeah, I'll buy it anyway. But then you just have to start listening. You know, and Tom Henderson, who's a Battlefield insider on Steam, it's funny because he was the guy that noticed the 70% hit, but Battlefield was boasting an all-time peak of 105,000 concurrent players. Well, if you look on Steam right now, you probably get about 30,000 right now. And that's, as I said, just 2 weeks after launch. And it's alarming. But yeah, when, you know, games are half-baked, what do you want? Even the best franchise, in my opinion, they just didn't get it done right. And it's a shame. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll come on back. Lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. You're listening to the Video Game Review.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of the U.S. of A., of which I'm proud to be an American, the United States Congress has introduced a bill to stop scalpers from buying all the PlayStation 5s and Xbox Series X and S's. It's dubbed the, I'm not kidding, and this is the name, the Stopping Grinch Bots Act. How about that? The legislation would work to curb the influx of resellers that buy these next-gen consoles and resell them at inflated prices. And it's based on something from 5 years ago called the Better Online Ticket Sales Act, which banned automatic bots from purchasing tickets to concerts and sporting events. And there's no timeline on when this bill could be passed. And if you think about the holiday season with the pandemic and Omicron and everything else, probably not too quickly. But quote from here, Representative Paul Tonko. He says, our Grinch Bots Act works to level the playing field and prevent scalpers from sucking hardworking parents dry this holiday season. I urge my colleagues to join me in passing this legislation immediately to stop these Grinch bots from stealing the holidays. He was joined by Senator Richard Blumenthal, Senator Ben Ray Lujan, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who backed the legislation as well. Blumenthal said, this bill seeks to stop cyber Grinch greed from ruining kids' holidays. New tools are needed to block cyber scammers who snap up supplies of popular toys and resell them at astronomical prices. Price gouging hot toys by Grinch bots should have zero tolerance. Well, this is the way it should work, in my opinion. Are you going to tell us, Rick? Yeah, I'm going to tell you. If you get a PS5 and you want to sell it for more than what you bought it for, and as they say, make a profit, there's nothing wrong with that. But what they're getting after here is they're getting after them scumbags that design software, whereas as soon as these are available from the big websites that sell them, like Best Buy, GameStop, Amazon, Walmart, Target, what have you, they're instantly bought up in less than a second, and then they just line up and go, okay, who wants them? And that's the thing. There are so many people out there that still don't have their PS5, and that would be me. I would be one. It's been over a year, right? Came out in November of 2020. And I could have one, and so could you if you wanted to pay, you know, $900 or $1,000. And just on principle, I'm not paying double. It's already obscene to pay $500, but it's worth it. The amount of entertainment and joy that you get out of it is completely worth it. Whatever I paid for my PS4, I think it was $400. Do you know how many months of, just absolute fun? It's worth every penny. It really is. But, and if the PS5 was $1,000 and that's just what they were on the shelf, you know what? I'd probably buy one. I would. It'd be a kick in my behind, but I'd buy one. But when it's $500 for the shiny disc version, and I'm not getting the online version, fill up that hard drive in 2 seconds. I thought I have three external hard drives. The fact that it's already $500, I'm not paying double. But there are going to be people, and then kids, and kids who were spoiled, who said, look, Dad, you told me last Christmas I couldn't have one, and you promised me this Christmas. Oh, yeah. And then this is where the profit is made. So it's nice if they can get that introduced and passed, but, I mean, still, if you're doing this in Russia or Belarus or the Ukraine, you're still buying them up. I don't know. It's nice. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. A couple of things from the virtual world here, which I think is pretty amazing. A video game NFT yacht, not a real one, an NFT, just sold for $650,000. And it can only be used in a metaverse game that is still under development. Yeah. And by the way, NFT are non-fungible token. And we know that those are unique units of data. They exist on a blockchain. And they represent original data that cannot be replicated. And we know that NFTs can be a lot of different things. Real world artwork. They can be highlights. They can be a lot of things that don't even exist in the world yet. But when you create and implement NFTs into video games, which has been in the works for a little bit of a while, especially with the, as I said, the rising NFTs in the tech world, a lot of publishers have been flirting with the idea of having them in their games, or even creating games that are wholly based on NFTs. So EA has hinted at NFTs in FIFA 22. They said that fans, quote, want more modalities at play inside the game, end quote. Whether or not that actually happens, we don't know. Remember, they might not be able to call that game FIFA when it comes out. I think they will, but we'll see. But Gaming Bible reports that an NFT yacht, as I mentioned, $650,000 in a metaverse game. It's called the Metaflower Super Mega Yacht. And it's in a game called The Sandbox. It's an NFT-based metaverse project that's now in alpha, and there is a playable alpha. And the buyer was known as 35DOCA, and he used Ethereum, which inspired the creation of NFTs, to make the purchase. Apparently, the yacht has 4 floors with lounge areas, 2 helipads, a DJ booth, a dance floor, and a jacuzzi. Once again, this doesn't exist in the real world. The game, as I said, is an alpha, so it's only just now reached a playable state. But The Sandbox has already raised $93 million in investment capital. Over 200 brands and IPs have contributed to it, including musicians like Deadmau5 and Snoop Dogg. Shows like The Walking Dead, The Smurfs, that's still around. You got publishers like Square Enix and Atari, and some game companies clearly remain enthusiastic about NFTs, others do not. Valve, one of my favorite developers, if you think about the Half-Life games, Portal, and others, they have removed NFTs from Steam. All NFT games, I should say. Any NFT game on Steam is out. And Epic Games has announced that they will not be putting in NFTs because they said there's going to be too many scams. So I think most people would probably find it hard to believe that someone would spend the cryptocurrency equivalent of $650,000 on a digital video boat. It may be the one and only authentic model of that boat, but you can't see the dolphins and flying fish. You can't feel the sea breeze. You can't sit in the jacuzzi. You can't dance on the dance floor to your DJ. You can't throw a fishing pole, make up whatever you want. But it's a highly expensive digital collectible, and this buyer must have had a lot of faith in the future of NFTs, cryptocurrency, Sandbox itself, to drop over $500,000 on it right now. But then again, this just could be someone for whom money is no object. And it's just, you know, if you're a guy like Bezos and you make that money every time you blink, and then what does it matter? But that's the thing about buying these things and then having they go up in value. You know, I know someone that opened up a pack of football cards and got a Patrick Mahomes rookie card, just put it on eBay and got $550 for it. Why would someone pay that for a card? Because they think the guy's going to win 5 Super Bowls and someday that card's going to be worth $1 million. It's just a matter of how long you want to sit on that egg before it hatches. But right now, like, it's this little piece of paper that I didn't have 5 minutes ago. Now I do, and I'll get $550 for it. It's just a matter of what you want to invest in or not invest in. So, yeah, this, I mean, I won't even buy, you know, skins, and there's no, you know, pay to win type of thing. But, you know, you look at the Call of Duty and you buy Call of Duty money, it's real cash. And you're going to buy these different guns, and it's like it already comes with a million free guns. And you know what? I'll just earn the gun you just bought anyway. So yeah, $650,000 on an NFT yacht. I'll pass personally. I don't know. Maybe you won't. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I will give away a brand new game. I'll tell you what's new on the shelves. And plus, you can call me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4545. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
That little altered beast. Genesis, the launch title. Oh my gosh. That game. I never saw the graphics in that game, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me, man. You know, now that we're in December, we're gonna have our best ofs for the year, and think about your list as we go along. But as for now, it is 40 after, and it's time to give away the brand new game. And this is a really cool game. It's called, it's a PC game called War Tales. And it's from Shiro Games, published and developed. It's an RPG open world medieval game, top down. Here's the summary. War Tales is a medieval open world tactical RPG in which you lead a group of mercenaries in their search for wealth across a massive medieval universe. Explore the world, recruit companions, collect bounties, and unravel the secrets of the tombs of the ancients. Not really a universe, more like a planet. But anyway, my question is, and answer Rick at sportsbyline.com, second correct answer wins the game, is War Tales about medieval-style combat, or is it about cooking muffins? So let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. War Tales from Shiro Games, published and developed. Is it about medieval combat or cooking muffins? And it will be on its way to you. What do you think of that? All right. So I talked about the NFT yacht. Also, for Gran Turismo 7, Porsche, of course, they have, and it's not a Porsche, it's not French, it's German. Porsche, they've been in many video games, but for the first time ever, Porsche has designed a car specifically for Gran Turismo 7. And Sony, of course, makes Gran Turismo, and it's going to debut on March 4th, 2022. And it's going to feature the all-electric concept car that you wouldn't be able to drive on the streets. It's going to have some futuristic features that only work in a video game. And Dennis Keskin, director of brand management and partnerships, said in an interview with GamesBeat that Porsche's designers spent 3 years working on the design, creating it as if they were making a real car. And then they worked with the Sony game studio Polyphony Digital, and they put it in the right format as one of the hero cars of the game. That's pretty cool. Like, Porsche has literally money to burn. If they can pay designers 3 years to work on a Gran Turismo game. But if you think the most recent Porsche in Gran Turismo was the Taycan Turbo S, and so for the first time, the Porsche Vision Gran Turismo in the virtual world there, Keskin said, we approached it really like a normal vehicle project, which is a typical Porsche way to do that. It's kind of a concept car for perhaps the year 2030, so it has a futuristic feel to it. But we have tried to be realistic in the sense that we have not put anything on the car that is not feasible. It's a fully electric car. It's also pretty compact and nimble, end quote. Now, the cars, Porsche's first concept car study when it comes to this, that would be put in a video game. This, and you say, well, they're probably doing this in the outside world too. And they say that they're not. They're saying that what they did here is not for anything they're working on in real life. It was just for that. Well, we'll see about that. But it's, as I said, a Sony game, so PS4 and PS5. And Kazunori Yamauchi, the president of Polyphony Digital, he said, "The appeal of a Porsche comes from its purest design, and in terms of engineering expertise, both we and Porsche follow the same perfectionist philosophy. We share the same passion for racing and looking forward to the future of the car." All right. Thank you for that. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, speaking of end of year list, USA Today has already put out their top games of the year. Mark Saltzman did an article on it. And he has, it's funny because he divided them into category. First was kids, and he had Forza Horizon 5 and Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Furies of the game of the year. Sports game, he had NHL 22. And then with teens, he had Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart and It Takes Two and Psychonauts 2. And then for adults, he has Returnal. Returnal may not even be a game you've heard of. It's a sci-fi shooter. It's a space game that follows a pilot, Celine, who crash lands on a planet to check out a beacon. There's also Deathloop. That's a Bethesda game for PS5 and Windows. And Deathloop is a first-person shooter starring Colt, an assassin who is stuck in a time loop from an alternate 1960s. It's pretty interesting. And Halo Infinite, which, of course, one of the biggest games of the year. And the multiplayer beta is out and, of course, available this month. But if you think about other games, some people are already coming in with Resident Evil Village, Far Cry 6. Gotta say, sorry, Ubisoft, not a big fan of Far Cry. Vanguard, COD. Hitman 3 is another one that's getting some love. But Metroid Dread on the Switch. Also Monster Hunter Rise, if we're talking about Switch games as well. The Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy from Square Enix. Not my cup of tea. But when I think about more simple games, and some people out there would say NBA 2K22 is better than NHL 22. It's just what you know what you want. The new Pokemon Snap is also very cool. I used to play Pokemon Snap on the N64. But what about Enhance's game, the Tetris Effect Connected? And with the original soundtrack, and you can get that on Steam, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, Game Pass, you know, Windows 10, PlayStation VR, PS4, Oculus. It's just, you gotta love that you can play that game in VR. So anyway, already we have people coming out with their list. And one more thing before we get to the new releases, Amazon has announced 8 more video games they're giving out free to their Prime members. Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, which was $40. Frostpunk, if you're a big fan of builder games, you construct a city while battling for survival, also was $40. Journey to the Savage Planet, which looks a lot like No Man's Sky. I know. Ouch. That's another one. Also, Football Manager 2021. That is football, as in football, soccer. More cred, YouTubers Life, Spellcaster University, and Stubbs the Zombie. So, you know, you talk about AAA titles. Not AAA, but those are the free ones. All right, let's take a look at the new games that are hitting the shelves. And remember, when one game comes on the top shelf, then the bottom shelf starts to fill up with bargains. This is The President, a PC simulation. also Thunder Tier 1, a PC shooter. All Aboard A-Train, the Tourism Edition. This is a PC simulation. White Shadows. It's got black and white box, adventure platformer, PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X. Heavenly Bodies, Mac, PC, PS4, PS5, action puzzle game. World Quiz, which we gave away last show. By the way, I still have another PS4 version if somebody wants to chime in, rick@sportsbyline.com. First person who says, give me a World Quiz for the PS4, I'll send one out to you. Wolfstride, that's an RPG on the PC. Mozart Requiem, a PS4 Switch adventure game. I thought for sure this was going to be a music game. Kind of interesting there. Amadeus, Amadeus. Remember Falco? 12 Minutes, an adventure game for the PS4, PS5, and the Switch. Switcheroo, just the Switch. Life is Strange, True Colors, Switch adventure game. Rune Factory 4 Special, RPG simulation, PC, PS4, Xbox One. Yu-Gi-Oh! Rush Duel, this is a card game strategy, Switch. A music game for the iPhone and Android called Hatsune Miku Colorful Stage. There's Halo Infinite, PC, Xbox, Xbox One. 9 to 5, a shooter on Stadia. Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda? No. It's a little more hardcore than that, my son. A little more hardcore. Monopoly Madness. Party game, PC, PS4, PS5, Stadia, and Switch. You know, I got to give a little more love to the Stadia. These last few months, I read a lot of new games for them. I'll just say this, they're trying. Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX, an RPG for the PC, Switch, iPad, iPhone, and iPod. Witchwood with a Y, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox. This looks kind of Blair Witchy, an RPG. Rico, London. Switch crime shooter, of course, organized crime. After the Fall, a shooter, PC, PS4, Quest. Yes, Quest, VR. Loop Hero, a Switch RPG. Breakwaters, plural, PC action sim. Super Impossible Road, a Switch racing game. Demon Gaze Extra, PS4, Switch RPG. Siberia, The World Before. It's a PC adventure game. Paper Mario is on the Switch. It's an RPG. The original. Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon, PC, PS4, Switch puzzle game. Among Us, this is a action puzzle saboteur, as it's called. PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Fire Girl, an action game. Noble Fates, a PC sim. Eterna Noctis, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, action, Metroidvania game. Summoner War, second edition. This is a tabletop game. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away the cheat code.
Everybody knows what they're
going to do. Rick@sportsbyline.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game
Review. All right, it's time to close out the show in our customary fashion by getting to a cheat code of an older game. I like the request here for SimCity 2000. They want the secret debug menu. Yeah, this is an old PC game. Oh, by the way, I should say who sent it. This is from Alice. Alice in the Palace. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Yes, building your own utopia can be a lot of fun, but sometimes you just want, with one simple cheat code, access to everything. All you have to do is enter the word Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A. Once again, Priscilla is spelled P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, and you'll be taken to a debug menu with, I don't even want to explain because it would take forever, an entire slew of options. And then, and this is the way I look at cheat codes, by the way, I've said this many times and I'll say it again, that if you're playing a game and you're not playing against someone else, then cheat all you want, because video games are entertainment. They're supposed to be fun. I always like to try out a game, see if I can conquer it, what have you. And then if there's something really hard, or it's just a pain, or it's time-consuming, or I just don't like it, if I have a cheat that gets me past it, why not do it? Why not? And sometimes, though, the cheat codes are so right in front of you, I can't help it. It's like the GTA games. I don't even buy them anymore because I just immediately just start putting in cheat codes. But yeah, if you're playing against someone else, then you're cheating. But if you're playing by yourself and you just want more entertainment or get past a place that you can't get past, go for it. Go for it, dude. All right, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.